Big Bubble Radio presents
The Blizzard of Nas.
A radio play in three acts.
Was a dark and stormy night in the Bay of Whitstable. A woman, ruddy-faced and ruined, sought sanctuary from the storm ensuing. Alone with but her sulky hound, no safe harbor was to be found. The windiness, like God's embrace, spilt silver capsules in her face.
Oi, Vaseline, what's your game?
Excuse me. Do you mind interrupting me?
Is that what you call acting? This is my gig. Says it right here, on the back of this fag packet.
No, I'll have you know. I think you'll find that the body of have you any idea how old?
You need a better agent, mate. Sling your hook.
I've been with some of the.
I bet he drank Carling Black Label.
Me? I drink anything that's free. Right. Sorry about that, folks. Where are we? Okay. So we joined Dorothy as she's trying to get to the pub. But it's a bit windy.
Oh, bloody hell, this is hard work. Toto, will you hurry the hell up? There's drinking to be done.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Well, make it faster or it's a sack, bricks and a river trip for you.
Old bitch.
It was blowing a real Dorothy. The storm turns to a hurricane as the pair get blown onto the beach and clamber for safety into a creaky old beach hut.
Ugh, what's that foul stench, Hound?
I think it's one of Nick Wilty's jokes. It's so old, it's finally gone off.
Ow! With that, the storm turned into a whirlwind, lifting the beach up and its contents high into the blackened sky. The hut finally falls to earth, the end of a spin, out in the bow.
Where are we?
I can't see any signs.
Oh, crap. We'll never get to the pub at this rate.
Total pisshead.
The pair stumble out of the wreckage of the old beach hut.
Oh, shut up, you rancid ball of fur. What's up with you?
Toto is sniffing around a rusty old oil drum that's partly submerged in the sea. He cocks his leg and starts to wee against the oil drum.
Oi, what are you doing, you little runt?
Came a shout from the oil drum as it lifted from its pebbly grave, forming into a rusty heap of a man.
What is you, rusty guts?
I'm Big John from Bing John's Beard and Metal Show on Big Bubble Radio at 8 p.m. every Saturday.
Okay, Big whatever your name is, where are we?
Well, you are on the street. A tidal spit that leads 30 miles to the Emerald Castle. Is everybody's eyesight okay? I ask because the journey seems like a good way of testing that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, that seems sensible.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Yesterday I gave a full account to the Prime Minister of my actions between the 27th of March and the 14th of April. So I drove the three of us up to Durham that night, arriving roughly at midnight. I did not stop on the way. When I woke the next morning, Saturday the 28th of March, I was in pain and clearly had COVID symptoms, including a bad headache and a serious fever. Clearly, I could not return to work anytime soon. For a day or two, we were both ill. I was in bed, my wife was ill, but not well enough that she needed emergency help. I got worse. 22nd of April, my child woke up. He threw up and had a bad fever. He was very distressed. We took medical advice, which was to call 999. An ambulance was sent. They assessed my child and said he must go to hospital. I could barely stand up. My wife went with him in the ambulance. I stayed at home. He stayed the night in the hospital. In the morning, my wife called to say that he had recovered. Seemed back to normal. Doctors had tested him for COVID and said they should return home. A few days later, the hospital said that he tested negative. After I started to recover, one day in the second week, I tried to walk outside the house. At one point, the three of us walked into woods owned by my father, next to the cottage that I was staying in. Some people saw us in these woods from a distance, but we had no interaction with them. We had not left the property, we were on private land. By Saturday the 11th of April, I was still feeling weak and exhausted, but other than that, I had no COVID symptoms. I thought that I would be able to return to work the following week, possibly part-time. On the Saturday, I sought expert medical advice. I explained our family's symptoms and all the timings, and I asked if it was safe to return to work on Monday, Tuesday, to seek childcare and so on. I was told that it was safe, and I could return to work and seek childcare. On Sunday the 12th of April, 15 days after I first displayed symptoms, I decided to return to work. My wife was very worried, particularly given my eyesight and seemed to have been affected by the disease. She did not want to risk a nearly 300-mile drive with our child, given how ill I had been. We agreed that we should go for a short drive to see if I could drive safely. We drove for roughly half an hour and ended up on the outskirts of Barnet Castle town. We did not visit the castle, we did not walk around the town. We parked by a river. My wife and I discussed the situation. We agreed that I could drive safely. We should turn around and go home. I felt a bit sick. We walked about 10 to 15 metres from the car to the riverbank nearby. We sat there for about 15 minutes. We had no interactions with anybody. I felt better. We returned to the car. An elderly gentleman walking nearby appeared to recognise me. My wife wished to have Easter from a distance, but we had no other interaction. We headed home. My wife was very worried, particularly given my eyesight and seemed to have been affected by the disease. We agreed that we should go for a short drive to see if I could drive safely. We drove for roughly half an hour and ended up on the outskirts of Barnet Castle town.
We need to get to the pub and bloody quick. God, I'm spitting feathers here.
Well, I can help you, as I know the way, but in return, I need a favour from you.
Oh, is this Emerald Castle a pub? I've never heard of it. And I know all the pubs round here.
Ain't that the truth?
Nah, it ain't a boozer. King Geek of the Wizard of Noz lives there and his sister runs a pub in town.
Okay, scrapyard face. What are you after from me?
Well, as I'm Big John from Big John's Big Metal Show on Big Bubble Radio at 8 p.m. every Saturday, people think that's the only music I like, whereas I enjoy many different genres of music, especially the calming sound of the harp.
Well then, you can join us. I'll have a pint of Hurley, if you only want a harp.
The trio set off along the street, and as they near the end, they hear a distant shout.
I say, you there!
And a faint whistling.
You there, drunken hag and your damp dog. How much do you want for that pile of scrap metal?
The trio look up to see, at the top of the slope, a raggedy character hanging out of the window of what could only be described as once being a Volvo estate.
I said, how much for the scrap, darling?
Blimey, mate, who dressed you? Craig Avery. Anyway, he ain't no pile of scrap. He's Big John from Big John's Big Metal Show on Big Bubble Radio every Saturday night at 8 p.m, apparently.
All right, gorgeous. Calm down. Where are you off to?
We're trying to get to the Emerald Castle and hopefully getting a bloody drink.
Oh, aye, just the one, is it? You old bag.
Dorothy goes to kick the bedraggled hound, only to miss and kick the metal man.
Oi, careful, love. Don't you know who I am?
Yes, of course we do.
You're bleeding big bloody John from Big Bloody John's Bleeding Big Metal Show on Big Bloody Bubble Radio every Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Oh, you've heard of me, have you? Good, because sometimes people confuse me with my cousin, Big Farmer John. He gets a bad rap for championing British-made vacuum cleaners, especially from the anti-vaxxers. I thank you.
Well, I suppose I could join you. I'm on my way there myself. I need a cup of tea, and the King Geek said he had a laptop I could have cheap, although I think he did say it didn't have much memory.
Okay, well, you look like a trustworthy type.
Indeed I am, madam. You may call me Arnold.
So the motley trio, plus Scruffy Mutt, head towards the castle. They arrive at the gate, only to be confronted by a lion.
No, I'm sorry. You cannot come in. Oh, hello. Actually, maybe you can come in, actually, to be honest. I mean, obviously, you know, I've let people in the past, but not always. Not always. So what do you think? Well, I should let you in or not? I don't know. I'm not... No, I think this is hard, you know. I mean, it's kind of somebody hard, you know, it's just sitting quite quickly. I can't really, how's it make you feel? Did it? No, it didn't really particularly, did it? No, it didn't. No, I am trained, by the way. I'm doing my best. It's not a great script.
As a man that's made of metal is expected, one would settle for a stroll through Gorky Park. Yet my soul is a pining for some sweet Joseph Haydn, if I only had a harp. Should my Stratocaster quit and the Sandmen all exit, who would weld my iron heart? Yet perhaps I'd get closer to that hot waffle toaster if I only had a harp. They used to call me Arnold Bullman in the world that was before, the mother of whistlers stuffed in nicotine and straw. If you needed magic marbles, I'd have plenty by the score. I'd be back on top if I just had a laptop. As a lion who's frustrated in a world that's saturated with a pantheon of streams, everything I've created has been previously stated, as I'm only just a me.
They all go through the gate of the Emerald Castle and follow the sound of twanging guitars and raucous laughter.
Lion! I thought I said no visitors.
Well, what do we have here? The Harbour Hillbillies?
Wow, man. You are one cool-looking dude.
You're damn right.
What is it that you're drinking and, can I have some?
Just a tea for me, please. I've got my own sugar, thank you.
Now, just slow down here. You're wanting and I'm asking, and you ain't giving me nothing. You hear what I'm saying? You give to the King Geek afore he gets you anything. And, now I think about it, I'll be wanting a table for two at Wheeler's Oyster Bar and to be served a fresh jellyfish pie.
I think that's damn near impossible, isn't it? I think not. I mean, maybe you could get a cancellation. Maybe not. No, that's wrong. There's a load of pages missing. Are there? No, they're not. That's all of it. Is that it? Oh, is that it? That's all I get, is it? Really? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I say, guys, for any youngsters out there on your way to a career, use your pauses and your... Well, that's what I'm saying.
Where is Wheeler's? I didn't think it really existed.
I know, chaps. Let's ask the Munchavians. You know, the Mystical Marsh folk. I've got their number here somewhere.
Arnold produces a large stack of very small pieces of dog-eared paper with tiny, densely packed handwriting on every surface. After 15 minutes or so of rummaging, he keys a number into the device.
Oh, hello. This is Arnold. Terribly sorry to bother you. Do you know anything about booking a table at the legendary Wheeler's Oyster Bar?
Hello there, Arnold and Baby Stay. We hope you're having a wondrous day. Munch, Chili and Freddy at our station are the best in tourist information. Historic Wheeler's Oyster Bar, the best red crab in Kent by far. Scallops, whelks and species rare, every morsel cooked with flair. People came from far and wide for the wondrous fare it served inside. So popular had it become, something needed to be done. Booking system, it was sought to aid with reservations fraught. The terror had just only started. The computer system was enchanted. Two-headed witch with eyes aglow, the one they call a Covidio. Machinians wish you all the best. Go bravely now upon your quest.
Strange Fellows.
So only mildly troubled by the threat of a badly behaved booking computer, our intrepid foursome set off down Old Harbour Way in search of the legendary Wheeler's Oyster Bar.
I'm not sure about this, you know. I mean, I don't want to upset anyone or anything, but I'm just not sure this is the correct course of action. I mean, all things considered, I'm not terribly good with computers, and it sounds bad-tempered. Do you know, I might just amble off, if that's okay. I might amble off.
Dude, grow a pair. Jesus, how difficult can it be? Just a pile of old obsolete electronics.
Oh, stop it, you two. The quicker we get this sorted, the quicker I can have a drink. Get out of this bloody wind and stop getting bashed round the head by these bloody whipped cream canisters.
Our intrepid protagonist's path is blocked by three suited gentlemen and a lady with a large overbite wearing purple rosettes.
Who are these clowns?
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, how can I help? We're in a bit of a rush off to book a table and a fresh jellyfish pie at Wheeler's.
Oh, really? How curious. Would there be British jellyfish in the pie? Think so, chap. Get on to Wheeler's and see if they're using British jellyfish in their pies. Or frog spawn. Foreign muck.
Will do, Aramis, old man. Are you aware that we have been giving 350 million quid a week to EU migrants so they can steal our fishing boats?
Well, that can't be right, surely.
Single fan is actually 100% matter of record and fact.
Sounds like rubbish to me, mate. Who are you?
On guard, sir. We are the Three Bricks of Tears, and so's my wife, D'Artagnan. And we will not have our word doubted, let alone fact-checked.
What's that smell? Did you just trump?
Sorry, that was me biding my time. Hey! I have to say, I've said this before, I don't like the way this is going. I'm going to take refuge in this picturesque converted stables.
I don't think you can do that, man.
Why not?
It's fake news, man.
We will have control back. That will stop immigrants from stealing fish from our NHS.
Oh, get out of the way, weirdos. I just want to go down the bleeding pub.
I miss you, and I miss you, and I miss you, and I miss you. I miss a God knows who. And right now, I really, really know what I want to do. I want to go down, 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 down to the pub. Hey, want to go down, 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 down to the pub. The smacking,
the ship Centurion,
the Duke of Cumberland, the two Boers, the Prince Albert, the Pearson's Arms, the East Kent. I wanna go down, 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 down to the pub. Hey, wanna go down, 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 down to the pub. The new inn, the fountain,
the old Neptune,
the coach and horses,
the Mida,
the handsome Sam, the 12 taps,
the monument,
the Royal Naval Reserve.
Wetherspoon? Cha, I would never go there.
I wanna go down, 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 down to the pub. Hey, wanna go down, 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 down to the pub. That way we used to. Down, 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 down to the pub. Hey, wanna go down, 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 down to the pub.
Sakes, can someone do something?
Heaven's sakes, that gives me an idea.
Arnold pulls his vintage electronic communications device from his pocket and talks directly at it.
Bubblebot, can you help?
Big Bubble Broadcasting Corporation.
Weak, limp, lifeless, dull, straw-like negotiator. Introducing our new formulation, a Euro 10 from Laboratoire Barnier. Say goodbye to tangles, repair and protect, no more tears. Like you've just stepped out of a trade agreement. Because EU worth it.
Big Bubble Broadcasting Corporation.
Across the EU, is this the beginning of the end of the European Union?
No. Yonkers.
A large purple airship suddenly appears in the skies directly above the group. Large cables drop hundreds of metres from its base. The Free Brexiteers and D'Artagnan immediately and involuntarily clamber up them, and it disappears as quickly as it came.
What the hell was that?
Clever, Bubblebot. She invoked some magic advert jingles and it summoned a giant Farage balloon full of hot air. Those guys were helpless against its pull.
Who the hell is Bubblebot?
No one knows. She's known as the Good Witch of South Tankerton in some parts. Mostly in South Tankerton, to be fair. Some say she's the very fabric of the universe. Some say she is the master of a vast simulation that we know as reality. Some simply do not believe. One thing's for sure, she doesn't appear very often, and it seems she must believe in our cause.
Meanwhile, strolling along Old Harbour Way...
Look, there's a Soul Native. Doug Noble, DJ Nice, Melanie and Josh Luck over there. It's going to be a party.
What is the sort of name for a group of DJs?
I think you'll find it's a danzette. Yes, a danzette of DJs.
Drone King to Co Video. Drone King to Co Video. Are you receiving me, Co Video?
Yes, yes, you annoying bastard. Get yourself and your bunch of mindless morons here at once. And cut out the RAF bullshit. You're just a plastic box full of wires and junk.
Roger that. Wilco, over and out. Red leader to base.
Red leader to base. Mission on. Gather above the old Neptune for maximum annoyance and await further instructions.
Right, you bunch of absolute twats. I've just got word there's a motley crew of half-wits heading my way with the intention of trying to book a table for two and order a jellyfish pie. Buzz the hell out of them, but whatever you do, make sure you bring her flip-flops.
What is that awful noise?
Oh, that's Big Orangehead rehearsing in the Tudor tea rooms.
No. That loud droning sound.
I just told you, it's Big Orangehead.
I say, I heard that.
Oh, look up in the sky. Are they birds? Are they planes?
Look out, it's the annoying bastards.
What? Those weirdos that cover everything in knitting.
No, it's...
The people who don't pick up their own dog poo. I must admit, I found it a bit weird when Dorothy first did it for me. But then I thought, you know, whatever floats a boat.
Shut it, Toto, or you'll end up in a plastic bag lobbed in a tree.
Take cover. There's hundreds of the annoying bastards.
At this time, we have to, by law, give you, the listener, a warning on behalf of Whitstable District Council. Not all visitors to our town are annoying bastards. Just the ones that moan about the narrow pavements, the lack of a McDonald's, the fishy smell in the harbour, and the absence of a specialist top-knot barbers. Thank you. Now back to our show. Arnold, thinking quickly, pulls a filthy mattress from the roof of his illegally parked and untaxed car.
Right, get under this filthy mattress for cover.
Mr. Moonshine!
Really, I'm sorry, look, that... Oh, my God, it absolutely stinks. I mean, I don't mean to be rude.
Before the lion can finish his sentence, there is a loud bang, followed by another, then another, as Krusty Dusty, a local legend, starts to down the drone with his pump-action shotgun.
Perfectly fine, bloody annoying bastards.
Excuse me, mate. Do you know where Wheeler's is?
Hey, Ramon. I think you're in the right area.
Are you sure?
No, woman. No lie. Reggae recipes.
Meanwhile, further along the high street, there are a couple of American backing singers looking for David Barrett's studio, the abattoir of good taste.
I thought Barrett's apartment was somewhere near here, but... I don't see any streets. I see High Street. I see Squeeze Gut Alley. Where is this thing we're looking for? And
I think it's that building over there with the steeple on it. Is that it? Is that
where?
A church? Is that David's house? What is that over there?
No, it couldn't be. No. George, did you bring the map they gave us at the Whitstable Greeting Company?
I got the map, but the big problem is I don't know what we're looking for.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? This vacation's turning out to be really weird.
Well, in that case, let's just go over here to this place called Wheeler's.
Wheeler's? Sounds good. What do they sell?
Wheels.
Hey, George!
What?
I thought we're looking for David's place, but he told us to look for his condo.
No, he told me he doesn't wear condoms.
Frank, I live in a house, not a condo. And George, it's definitely not a condom. Those bloody Sims brothers.
Meanwhile, bouncing along the other side of the road, it's only Nick Wilty, isn't it?
Just dropped the little black book. Stay chirpy.
So, Clive, are you following this panto?
Not really. I don't get what's behind it.
We're supposed to be in it, and what?
I don't really know. Is it about synths? Because I'm lost otherwise.
Why don't we just open some crackers and get some synth jokes?
Well, that sounds some fun, yeah.
Well, I've got one here. Why did the oscillator go to the dentist?
Well, I don't know, Peter. Why did the oscillator go to the dentist?
Because it had a sawtooth.
Ah, very good.
What is a theremin's favourite rap song?
Well, give up. What is it?
Don't touch this. Why don't synth lovers take vaccines?
No, I'm not good at these. What's that?
Because they have nerd immunity. One more, yeah?
Go on, then. Go on.
What do Kraftwerk use to sing Christmas carols?
No, I can't.
A ho-ho-ho coda.
Oh, great stuff. Yeah. Why can't they put more jokes like that in crackers?
I don't know, I should write them. Anyway, what's going on with this? What are they up to here?
I don't know. Is it? I'm just not following the story. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, no, I'm not.
Let's leave it up to the professionals, shall we?
I think we should do.
Our hapless five find themselves outside the fabled Wheeler's Oyster Bar and Restaurant.
Here, boys, this is the place.
Well, that wasn't too hard, was it?
Shucks, no.
On entering the pastel pink and blue building, they find themselves confronted by two large computer screens attached to an old-fashioned computer, which appears to be drinking a well-known brand of Mexican lager with a lime wedged in the top.
Hello, my darling. Oh, nice flip-flops. What can I do for you on this fine Whitstable day?
We'd like to book a table for two and order a fresh jellyfish pie for the King Geek of Emerald Castle, please.
I think we can fit you in a table for two, dear. At some point in 2022, but I'm not sure we'll be able to supply you with a fresh jellyfish pie due to the ongoing Portuguese Man of War negotiations. Love you.
jellyfish, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm never going to get a bleeding beer at this rate. He wants a table for two and a jellyfish pie.
I could guarantee you a jellyfish pie if your magic flip-flops you agree to let me buy.
But why would you even want them? You ain't got no feet.
Magic to release me and make me all complete.
The windows start to rattle and the doors begin to shake. The intrepid five, it seems, have made a very big mistake.
You silly old computer, you must have flipped your lid. I bought these things in George's for just under a quid.
I need those flip-flops, dearie. Give them here to me. Them's the magic flip-flops that will set me free. For this cursed enchantment is just no way to be. Trapped inside a plastic box since 1983.
Arnold lunges at Covideo's Commodore 64 keyboard. Once,
twice, three times later.
Quick, let's make a Zoom call to King Geek.
Arnold taps at the keyboard. The popular video conferencing site appears on one of Covideo's screens. Zoom, you chase the day
away. King Geek? King Geek?
Dorothy, she has the shakes and really needs a beer. Covideo only has one eye. I can't see him getting out of here.
Hello? How are you hillbillies getting on?
Covideo has us trapped. We had a table for two sometime in the future booked, but no hope of a jellyfish pie on the agenda.
The problem, it seems, is simple and has an easy fix. Blind your opponent fully. Just chill with some Netflix.
Toto paws at the keyboard. Netflix appears on the screen. Covideo is blinded with an almighty scream.
Oh, well done, young adventurers. The website's back online. I can make my reservations at my desired time. You have pulled a blinder, and now it's time to fly. Just one thing to remember, steal a jellyfish pie.
The intrepid quintet march towards the Duke of Cumberland. Freshly acquired jellyfish pie howled triumphantly aloft.
Quick, let's get to the Duke.
Oh, she's thirsty again.
Emerging from Old Harbour Way, the Munchavians appear, holding King Geek shoulder high, which is not very high if you've ever met a Munchavian. In all the excitement, Toto lays a Barker's egg, in which Dorothy immediately slips and bangs her head.
Finn, can you hear me?
Is she okay?
Where am I?
It's okay, love. You're in the Duke. You just slipped on the way to the cars.
Sorry about that.
Here, Roger, do you need a mop and bucket for that?
Well, guys, is she all right?
But Tony, you were there. You were the lion.
Cheers, I'll have her off.
Ronnie, you were there too. You were Scruffy Arnold.
What's she on about?
I'd ask you how you were as well, Finn, but I'm busy on Big Bubble Radio doing Big John's Big Metal Show. It's 8 p.m. on a Saturday, and don't forget, go on their website and check out when all the repeats are.
Sarah, can you get a cider for Finn, please?
On your tab, Matthew.
I interviewed the Wurzels once in the Hilton in Paris for Chanel Radio.
That's a coincidence. Didn't you once do a poster for that naughty Cornish film?
Oh yes, darling, I remember it so well. Exquisite. One of my absolute triumphs. It was called A Wurzel in Paris Hilton.
You have been listening to, in order of appearance, Mark Arden as the original narrator, Steve Graham as narrator number two, Fenella Fudge as Dorothy Gale, Roger Sharrock as Toto, Big Biker John as the Metal Man. Ronnie Rumble as Arnold. Tony Tourette's as the Woke Lion. Matt Smith as King Geek, the Wizard of Noz. Craig Avery as the head of the Munchavians. Sarah Smith as Co-Video, an enchanted vintage computer. Jelly Jim as the King of the Drones. Neil Stockley as Aramis. Dan Swag as Lynx Africa. Tony Hernandez as High Karate. Justin Mitchell as himself. Dusty as Krusty Dusty. Paul Watley as Watley P. Frank and George Sims as the America Tourists. Mr. David Barrett as himself. Nick Wilty as himself. The Coastal Electronauts as themselves. Rob Morris as himself. Stevie Mayhew as himself. Rosie and Graham as themselves. Original music, lyrics by Tim Cronin, IJ Lander, Matthew Smith, David Barrett, Jelly Jim and Steve Graham.
Remerciement à Severine.
All other parts were played by members of the cast and BBBC presenters. This has been a Big Bubble production for Big Bubble Radio. A very Merry Christmas and a much better than this one New Year to one and all from everyone at Big Bubble Radio. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, locales and incidents are either the products of the author's fetid imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, or living and dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
This production is dedicated to the memory of our dear old mate, Mick Hill.